Welcome to the Love the Star podcast. I'm Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105 Through the Fan in Dallas. Joined as always by former NFL scout Brian Broaddus, the Super Bowl winner Brian Broaddus. He is now the co-host of the G-Bag Nation 2 to 7 p.m. Central Monday through Friday on 105 Through the Fan in Dallas. He is also the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys radio network. And I'd also like to point out really quickly, I know I always say that he's the co-host of the G-Bag Nation 2 to 7 p.m. Central Monday through Friday on 105 Through the Fan in Dallas, but we have plenty of people who do not listen to us on this podcast from Dallas. A lot of people listen to us.
Yeah.
Dallas. So if you're outside of Dallas, you can just download the Odyssey app. This is an Odyssey podcast. Download the Odyssey app. Look for 105 Through the Fan. You can hear Brian on there every day or by checking out the 105 Through the Fan YouTube.
Yeah, Bobby, I appreciate you doing that. And usually on Mondays, if you listen, I have a segment called Krusty's Corner, where at 3:40 Central, on Mondays, I usually break down the tape. Yep. Of the game. So if you haven't had an opportunity to hear me, whether I'm on with Jeff Cavanaugh in the morning sometimes on Mondays, I'm on with DallasCowboys.com with Vach the break.
Lombardi.
Yeah, Vach Lombardi. But the first, if you really want to, if you don't have an opportunity and you want to listen for my breakdown, 3:40 on Mondays, Krusty's Corner would be a good opportunity for that if you're interested.
I'm sure there was not nearly enough time in Krusty's Corner today to go through everything
that
you saw.
Two segments today. Two segments.
There's a lot to go through.
Yeah.
Cowboys lose the home opener in this one, 44-19. And this is, I don't know. I mean, there's so many different superlatives and so many different things that you can assign to this game.
What did you see? What did you see? I know you took a peek at it. What was your takeaway from this from yesterday?
So I think the big picture here is, boy, New Orleans has a really good offensive coordinator. That's a good young coach. Clint Kubiak is a good coach who I think does a really good job of scheming things up to get advantages and does a really good job challenging what it is that defenses want to try to do, but does a really good job of trying to work around that. I think, my initial reaction was Micah Parsons was invisible, was not very good. Watching it on tape, I thought he was better than I initially thought, and that they just did a really good job of trying to work around him.
Yeah.
And I think Clint Kubiak deserves a lot of credit for that. Also, I think I said this in the post game to you, we're always looking for the magic explanation as to why something happens like this.
Sure.
And I think the troubling thing that you may just have to grapple with if you're a Cowboys fan, or that you may have to ask yourself is it just that they aren't that good? Not that they're bad, but they're not, a New Orleans team is better than we thought maybe. Sure. And maybe that's a team that's just, they're better than you right now. Cause it looked in a lot of ways on tape, like they were just better right now. Really stood out, I think, in this game that you're missing Deron Bland. That was something that popped to me. You see now, I think, why Mike Zimmer was trying to sign veterans and slap things together in August for defensive tackle, because he's like, he's still trying to figure out the personnel there because they don't have good enough play there. But a lot to take away from there. Brian, what was your main takeaway looking at this game?
You know what? I was impressed with the way that the Saints, I didn't give them enough credit on defense for sure. I didn't give them enough credit leading up to the game for their offensive line, especially with the way that they were able to run block.
Mm-hmm.
I like the play caller. I think the quarterback is very comfortable playing in this system.
Yep.
They've got some excellent skill players. If you look at, Olave, you look at with the other wide receiver, Shahid, you look at
Shahid's a good player.
And it was so, it was so clear the play that he made, the 70-yard pass. And you go back and you watch how things like that happen, and you got a young guy playing corner, in Carson. And they're playing a two deep look, and this is kind of is the theme for Dallas right now, is they got a lot of young guys playing. And I'm talking young as first and second and third year guys. And Mike McCarthy kind of alluded that today in his press conference about young guy mistakes and stuff like that. But when you have a Carson and you have Shahid, and he's on a vertical route, but you're playing cover two and you're supposed to get a jam on him,
I was about to say bump him, help Malik Hooker out.
I mean, you've got to, you can't let somebody that can run like that get a run on your safeties.
Yeah.
And he did. And it, but you know, the way the technique is, you jam and you sink. And you know, he was more sinking than he was jamming. And if you get your hands on that guy, then maybe you help your safeties have to carry that guy or be in better position. Or maybe it allows Oso Digizua to get home, you know, on the rush.
Yeah.
You know, because he wins late. And if Shahid is at the line getting bumped and now Carr's waiting for him to have to carry. I mean, there was only, if you look at the metrics, and I went back and did this because I'm like, man, that looked like they were in okay shape. Ball was placed perfect. There was 1.6 yards of separation between that, the safety and Shahid catching that football. You couldn't have thrown it any better. I mean, seriously. But there also needs to be technique where you jam him, your responsibility, get a jam and try and kind of slow them up. But I give the Saints a lot of credit for, there were times when Micah Parsons, I think Micah was good in the run game on some of the stuff. I think that overall there was some problems that they had as a unit, of course. We could all see that with our own eyes.
Yep.
I figured out that if the Cowboys linebackers are blocked, they're not going to make any stops in the running game. They're just not. They need their linebackers to be able to play free, flow, and get to the football, you know, in order for them. Now, they can't overrun plays, and they have to be, when they get in position, we saw them, they get in position, you know, they're able to make tackles. We saw that in the Cleveland game. But there is the defensive tackles did you no favors. Man, nope. this was very much a when you watched the Saints come off the ball, we felt like McCoy, the center, was good. But Ruiz.
Oh, my God. That first touchdown one, Ruiz blew Jordan Phillips into the end zone.
You know, and that's a problem. And maybe I should go on. This will be the third platform. I apologize to Cowboy fans. When I watched Jordan Phillips play football with the Buffalo Bills and against the Kansas City Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Dallas Cowboys, he was a much better player than what he showed yesterday. Much better player. I can understand Linville Joseph being Linville Joseph. I can understand that. You know, he is going to have moments where, but they got on these defensive linemen. It's like the Saints, usually if you hold up blocks, it kind of helps your linebackers run to get to the ball. But man, it was combo and gone. Combo and gone. Combo and gone. It wasn't like combo, and then try and get off. It was combo and gone. You know, there was a lot of free runners at your linebackers, and Kendricks got caught up in it. Overshown got caught up in it when he was playing. They played a lot of base defense yesterday, which took Overshown off the field, but he got caught up into it a little bit. Leofau got caught up in it. Clark got caught up in it. Man, it was tough. These guys are fighting blocks and having to deal with that and try and get off and get up to, you know, get to position. Saints did a great job with that. And there were several times where, like with Micah Parsons, it's kind of like Parsons probably thought, okay, I'm free. I'm one-on-one here. Mm-hmm. But what happened at the snap? Tight end or H or fullback comes across the formation and then helps on a double team. Much like what we've seen with backs that pick up blitzes that look inside, then, you know, look inside, then out, inside, then out. They were at the snap. They were bringing guys across the formation, so they weren't lining up like we were going to chip. They weren't showing you a chip until the ball was actually snapped. All of a sudden, and then, you know, some of the stuff where they lined up with a motion to get a guy over there, you got to give them credit on the screen. I mean, you blitz off the quarterback's right.
That screen was beautifully executed.
Beautifully executed, beautifully called, right at the right time to do it. And, you know, they calls it to the correct side. He calls it away from the blitz. And so now you're in a situation where it's Kendricks in coverage in space, and he overruns it, and then young guy player Carson again takes a poor angle, can't make the tackle.
Can I ask you something really quick on that? And sure. I always hesitate to ask this, but if you were sitting in one of those meetings on Monday, would you have given him a downgrade for the effort in pursuit?
Who?
Carson on that screen, because he got to the 30 and he let up. I don't know that he's, but it felt like not running out the ground ball. That's what it felt like.
I think there was so much of a realization that he made a mistake in the first place.
He's taken some bad angles the first couple weeks.
Yeah, and you know, but that's, here we are playing young guy football again.
Growth.
Yeah, and so now you're, and I understand what McCarthy, and I'm not making excuses, folks. Please don't take this as excuse making. But
no, not excuses, explanations.
I'm trying my best. I really am. No. I'm trying my best. I'm trying not to pile on, guys. I'm trying to tell you that, you know, there's some things technique-wise that they could have done. And, you know, Brooks, he could have got that block on the, you know, if you sustain that block, that play has a chance. Yeah. Hell, your quarterback had three plays of throwing the ball poorly where, you know, I mean, that's a veteran guy. That just shows you what kind of day you had right there. You know, Brooks running inside, and unfortunately he stumbles, he falls. It's an interception. Boy, they needed that touchdown. You know, red zone offense wasn't particularly good yesterday, you know. And you can look at the plays, and it seemed like a breakdown of a missed block. Did BB and Smith go the wrong way on the reverse? Yeah. You know, you could see so many things where it's like question, like, wow, why are they letting Davis run free here? You know, why are they letting Pete Warner run free here? You know, I'm sure there's supposed to be a guy on that guy, you know?
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of things in the game. Saints did a great job of really putting a lot of pressure on you, especially offensively, with the way that they played, the way that they blocked, their H's. They're getting 21 personnel, 22 personnel. There were three other teams this week, and I don't think Atlanta or Philadelphia tonight, as we tape, are going to play more 21 personnel than what we saw yesterday with the Saints.
Yeah.
There was the Dolphins, big on that. 49ers, big on that. And then the Saints, big on that. And, you know, and I'd play 21 personnel too if I knew I was getting 7.3 yards of play.
No, and we talked about this in the post game. You know, Alvin Kamara goes for 120 yards on 20 carries or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. His long was 15. It's not even like he had a 40-yard run skewing this. This was just consistently the Saints were able to get 7 to 10 yards whenever they wanted.
Yeah.
On the ground, through the air, they were able to get more than that. We talk about like neutralizing Parsons. Like, I think everything is just coming together really nicely for the Saints offense right now.
Yeah,
like, they've got a really good play caller. That offensive line looks really good. You know, honestly, when you talk about the touchdown to Shaheed, the deep ball, like, I thought that was another good example of, not only did, you know, was Micah just a little, like if it was a half second longer, but like Derek Carr shows you there, like, okay, that's also a veteran quarterback who knows how to slide up in the pocket, just the little, there were a couple different times where Derek Carr just had subtle movements in the pocket where it's all right, step up. And everything's just kind of coming together really nicely for them. So while there were a lot of things that went wrong for the Cowboys and losing by 25, the Saints, I don't think, are 25 points better than Dallas every single time out there, but it's enough to make you ask, are the Saints better than Dallas though? That might be a question that you have to ask right now. I'm curious. I'm sure you spent a ton of time on all these platforms, mainly talking about the defense. Yeah. And you know, I think we just kind of encapsulate it. Everybody knows this is just, it's a bag of, I like what Eric Kendricks said, where he's like, no, this is not a, you know, burn the tape kind of thing. This is a, no, you need to sit and let this feel bad for 24 hours. You need to make sure you don't like this feeling, because this is something that you need to feel this one a little bit so that you don't do it again, which I like that angle. But on the offensive side, you know, they are pretty much a CeeDee Lamb broken tackle away from not even putting a touchdown up at home yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't think you lost this game because of Dak at all. Dak's got to be better, though. And Dak has to be better. If Dak wants to, Tom Brady talked about it in the second quarter, I believe it was. where he kind of hinted at some stuff that I think we've talked about here. The idea that Dak has, over the course of the last 14 months, it's been a slow progression to where this offense is really in his hands now.
Yeah.
Where he is making it's pretty common where they are going to, when they walk up to the line of scrimmage, they're getting into a play that Dak is putting them into. And so because of that, a lot's on Dak. And so when the offense struggles, I think, yeah, you know, Mike McCarthy's got to wear some of that. Brian Schottenheimer's got to wear some of that. But I mean, we're at a point now where like, hey, Dak, you're kind of expected to get them into the right play. Yeah. And so, you know, this is sort of on you too, in terms of if a play call's not right, or, you know, I look at that and I say, Dak's got to be better. Not only just post snap, but even pre-snap, he's one of the best in the league. I don't think he had a great day yesterday necessarily. No. And so the pre-snap stuff has got to be better. And look, you're naturally, you talk about young players, you're going to go through some growing pains. I'm curious, what was your thoughts on the two young offensive linemen and the way that they played and how that unit's playing?
Yeah. I felt like that really Guyton played a better game overall than Steele. You know, when you started to talk about how the tackles played, and you know,
That's a good spot to just hold it right there, because I do need to remind people, you are listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.